I knew the Bellagio like I knew the turns on Mulholland Drive. This was where Eleanor Wish, my ex-wife, made her living, and where I had watched her do so on more than one occasion. I quickly made my way through the plush casino, around the orchard of slot machines, and to the poker room. There were only two poker tables working. It was very early. I quickly scanned the 13 players and did not see Eleanor. I checked the podium and saw the table manager was a man I knew from coming here with Eleanor and then hanging out and watching while she played. I went over.
Freddie, what's shaking?
A lot of ass shaking around here tonight.
That's good. Gives you something to look at.
I'm not complaining.
Do you know, is Eleanor coming in?
It was Eleanor's habit to let the table managers know if she intended to come in and play on a particular night. Sometimes they would save places at tables of high rollers or higher skilled players. Sometimes they would set up private games. In a way, my ex was a secret Vegas attraction. She was an attractive woman who was damn good at poker. That presented a challenge to men of a certain kind. The smart casinos knew this and played to it. Eleanor was always treated well at the Bellagio. If she needed anything, from a drink to a suite to a rude player removed from a table, she got it. No questions asked. And that was why she usually played here on the nights she played.